Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined for my weekly Chamber of Commerce chat by David Finiseth from Farm Bureau Financial Services in Perry and Chamber of Commerce board member Lee Kuhn. So David and Lee, thank you guys for joining me today.
Morning, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
So David, we will start with you. Like I said, you're with Farm Bureau Financial Services. So what do you do there?
We provide insurance and financial services to individuals in the community, whether that be home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, or investments. Pretty much everything under the roof. We can be your one-stop shop.
Okay, now it's Farm Bureau, so do you have a lot to do with agriculture in the area as well?
Yeah, our roots are in agriculture, but that doesn't mean that you have to be a farmer or involved in agriculture to be a client or member of ours.
Okay, now do you have an event focusing on life insurance coming up here or going on right now, correct?
Correct. Here in the month of February, we've got an accelerated life underwriting event. So what that means is between now and February 22nd, you can take advantage of that by not having any nurse exam, no needles, no pricks. Simply it's just an oral swab for an oral fluid, and then they send that in. Up to $250,000 in coverage for individuals in the age range of 18 to 59.
Okay, so how can people take advantage of that? Just come into your office and just I would like to know about this?
Or? Yep, stop by, give us a call. Our phone number is 465-2005. And just let us know that that's something you would like some more information on.
All right. For those who are unfamiliar of what is involved with life insurance, you're making it easier. Why is that desirable for people?
There's many people out there that they probably don't have life insurance because they don't like the thought of the exam involved to go through with that. And they may be scared of needles or they don't want to have to give a blood sample for that. So this kind of eliminates that and takes that out of the picture for them. Life insurance is important because it can provide the financial stability if something were to happen to you for your family to continue the lifestyle that they have.
All right. Now, another thing that you have going on right now is a referral program. What can you tell me about this?
In the first quarter, we're going to be offering any referral that comes into our office. Your name will be put into the drawing for each referral that's provided. What that drawing will be for is then a 40-inch flat screen TV. Here at the end of the first quarter, we'll take all those names and then draw one out and contact that individual and publicize that on our Facebook page so that people can see who the winner was.
All right, 40-inch flat screen, that will probably spark a lot of interest, I'm sure.
Right.
All right, David Finiseth with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Anything else that you wanted to mention today?
I don't believe so, but just thanks for having me.
All right, well, we will move on to Lee Kuhns, Chamber Board Member and Burr Aficionado. That is our big topic for today. This is coming up tomorrow. Can you believe that?
I know, we're down T-minus 24 and counting, so yeah, we're excited. Things are going well. Registrations are flowing in 20 to 30 a day right now, now that we actually have an extended forecast that people can sink their teeth into. You know, we got a lot of weather watchers that are waiting for those 35-degree guys that are like, if it's colder than that, I don't want to ride type thing. But, you know, we were at the expo last Saturday, which was a very successful event. We had over 5,000 people probably filtered through that event. I know we handed out over 800 registration forms. And probably for every one that we handed out, we had two others that said, already registered, we'll be there. So, you know, I expect those numbers will jump significantly in the next few days. But I think we're up over 400 paid as of today, which is great. So the girl's down at the chamber now packing packets away, getting the t-shirts folded, ready to go. So things are looking good.
Absolutely. So what is the weather looking like? I haven't had much chance to take a look, but I heard that there could be some snow in the forecast.
It looks like around 8 a.m. there's about a 40% chance. I haven't heard an amount or anything yet, but we could see a few snowflakes, which it's always kind of nice to see that, really. And 35 degrees is very doable, so should be a nice day.
All right, what else is going on with Burr that you wanted to mention?
Well, so obviously we'll start off that morning with the Lions breakfast at 7:30 at the hotel during registration. As riders head up towards Rippey, you know, they'll be able to stop at the infamous Hy-Vee hot chocolate stop for that day. Tickets will be in their packet for that. Up in Rippey, the Lions Club up there will be serving their roast beef sundae, I believe. And then I know the church youth group will be doing their baked potato bar over at the church, which is absolutely fabulous if you've never had that. And then I believe the fire department will have a beer garden and some music going on at their station as well. And then as riders come back into town, you know, they'll be able to pick their spot around town, wherever they'd like to stop, you know, hopefully carry some more business back into town at the end of the ride.
Absolutely. Now, how hardcore do you have to be to ride Burr? I mean, I'm not an avid bicyclist, but I can appreciate a good bike ride. Is it for someone like me, or is it more for the people who are serious about
riding bikes? It's for anybody. I mean, and that's the nice thing that people don't realize is, like, we have support services out there on the route. So, you know, if somebody only wants to ride out to the hot chocolate stand and that's as far as they can make it and they need a ride back, we got people that'll bring you back. So you'll see riders of all levels. I mean, the hardcore guys, they might go do it twice, you know, or they'll ride over and ride back and then ride down to Menburn and back. The guys that are hardcore, they'll put some more miles in. But yeah, as far as the ride itself goes, all levels.
All right. Anything else about Burr before we move on?
I would like to just, you know, obviously thank all the volunteers that helped make this event successful. You know, event like that with this number of people that come into town just doesn't happen on its own. And the sponsors that financially help make it possible for us to hold Burr, you know, besides the Chamber of Commerce, obviously, but you folks out here at Raccoon Valley Radio do a great job, and we're very lucky to have you guys in town and support events like this. Tyson, Fairway, Dallas County Hospital, Raccoon River Valley Bicycle Company, Jeff Martz and the folks out at Graphics 2 did a great job on the t-shirts this year. I think everybody's going to be excited to see those. AccuJet, the Hotel Pat T, Hogan's Plumbing and Heating, Percival Scientific, Progressive Foundry, Bolton Mink, and Hy-Vee. We'd like to extend a huge thank you to those folks for helping support this ride. And as we mentioned, volunteers, kind of a tradition with the Burr Ride, you know, it's a 41-year event and running. Over the years, we've been very lucky to have continued volunteer support from certain peoples. One in particular that comes to the top of everybody's list is David's grandfather, Jack Finiseth. He's been our official Burr counter. You know, he's actually out on the road counting riders, and thanks to David and his family, they're going to carry on the tradition this year, and they'll be out counting riders as well. So we do appreciate all the volunteer help that we get. And if anybody still like to volunteer for the event, just come down to the Hotel Pat T about 7:30 on Saturday, and we'll find something for you to do.
We have just a little bit more time to talk here. Let's talk about next Friday. A week from today is the next Chamber Coffee, and it's also doubling as another event, correct?
Correct. Ted Smith and the folks out there at Vision Point on First Street will be holding our monthly Chamber Coffee event. It's been a good event. I mean, we'll get 25 to 30 folks out there from around the community. It's a great opportunity for people to get together and network and whatnot. But following the Chamber Coffee, we'll be actually doing a ribbon cutting just to kind of kick off their business and, you know, wish them a good success in the community.
All right. Those are always fun and a great way to start off your weekend, really.
Yeah.
So.
And if I could maybe mention one quick thing, too, we had three new chamber members beside Vision Point join this week. The Perry Greenhouse and Supply, the Perry Girls Softball Association joined also as the Friends of the Chamber, and the Crooked Rail and Michelle McGuire and their crew joined as well. And they will be hosting a band on Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. So if folks are looking for something to do after the Burr Ride, I'd suggest stopping in there and checking out what they have going on. So we'd like to thank those folks for joining the chamber as well.
All right. Well, Lee Coons with the Perry Chamber, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Folks that aren't riding, come on down, support the ride, get a breakfast, support the Lions Club, just see what's going on in town, and let's just make this a successful event this year.
All right. Lee and David, thank you guys both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with David Finiseth and Lee Coons. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.